this point, but he had to come in early, get out early. We do want to thank Deltic Timber Corporation for their sponsorship of Wally's segment, as always. And we look forward to having him back next Wednesday. You can catch him on Overtime Manana. If you have a question for me, you just can't wait until next week. Of course, you do have to endure Trey Schaap if you listen tomorrow, but so be it. It's worth it. Also joined in studio by Al Watkins from The Butcher Shop as part of our Little Rock Restaurant Month, and he's going to be here to terrorize Phil in the last hour to talk about Cardinals versus Pirates. And I'm just going to be around people that have a relevant team in the in baseball, because I don't.
You can't terrorize me. We don't win the division. We win 82, 83 games. I'm happy.
We have an understanding. We just don't like the Cubs.
Right. Or the Reds.
Or the Reds, absolutely.
And I don't like the And you know who I really hate? The Brewers. I just want the Brewers to finish, because I got into it with a Brewers fan the last time I was at the Cubs game, and I didn't used to hate the Brewers, but now I do. So I want the Brewers to lose every game.
One story about a Brewer fan sitting in front of us in San Francisco, if I could.
Please.
Get time. He's a big Bielema fan. Was a big Bielema fan.
Oh, boy.
And he turned around and let everybody know that Bielema.
So you're wearing hog gear, apparently.
Well, I was not. Roger was.
Okay.
And he's talking to him about Bielema leaving Wisconsin. He couldn't understand why he would leave Wisconsin to come to a second-rate SEC school. And they backed him up, said, look, this is an SEC school that finished, went to a BCS bowl game 3 years ago, 2 years ago?
3 years ago. 3 years ago, yeah.
Was picked third in the nation last year at the beginning of the season. So regardless of how we finished, we were still highly thought of going into the season last year. So he still couldn't understand why in the world a coach would want to take a perennial power and stay with a school like Wisconsin, go to a second-rate SEC school.
Well,
we couldn't change his mind. He just stopped talking to us after a while.
How many beers did he have at this point?
He had none, actually. He's with his kids.
Wow. Okay. Well, that doesn't normally stop Milwaukee fans, but so be it. we are also joined in studio by the athletic director at Central Arkansas Christian, Doug Kilgore, the man in many bow ties. So
we do what we can.
Joseph had his Technicolor dream coat. You've got your bow tie collection. So good to have you back, my friend.
Thank you much. Glad to be here.
CAC, of course, will be part of our first Security Kickoff Classic, which will be here before you know it. It is hard to believe, but we'll be playing high school football very, very soon and college football very soon. And it's the day after Labor Day at War Memorial Stadium, part of a two-game kickoff for us on Tuesday after Labor Day. And you guys will be taking on it's not like you have to play the defending state champions or anything, which is great.
Oh, I believe we do have to play the defending state champions.
The Stuttgart Ricebirds have followed through on a promise that we always are able to offer, which is begin and end your season at War Memorial Stadium, where we participated in Football 101 last night. And Stuttgart was able to do that. They started there and they finished there. And Coach Elmore did a great job last year. And you guys are going to be facing them, you said, in conference play going forward.
Yeah, next cycle we'll be with them. So we'll be playing every year, not in one of your festive occasions, but we certainly will get to go over there. Of course, I just look for nice roads and good restaurants when we take away games. That's all I'm after.
There you go. Well,
don't get anybody hurt.
Got to be focused on important things like that. Those are good. Yeah, we're looking forward to having them back this year. And I don't know how many times we've had defending state champions, but probably not often. So it'll be fun having y'all back. And I've talked to Coach Shoemaker, and I think he's excited about the team he's got coming in this year, as you pointed out. Still undefeated, so we'll see.
But aren't we all?
Yes, exactly. You've got an AD conference coming up again. We always have you in this time of year to visit about that, a workshop.
Yeah, we do. Tomorrow, the AAA, their folks, and then the High School Athletic Directors Administration be holding a new AD workshop, primarily for ADs with 3 years or less. The morning session will be given by the AAA staff on some of their rules, a lot of their website, eligibility issues, some of the things that new ADs need to know. The afternoon session will be conducted by the AD Association, a little bit more AD job-specific philosophy, tasks, budgeting, publicity, some of those things that get a little bit beyond the rules and the things that ADs are over with administering their athletic and activity programs.
Let me ask you about scheduling and coaches versus ADs and how much involvement you all have in that and how you coordinate that. And especially when you're talking about changing, conferences every cycle, it seems like just about. What goes into that? How do you all do that? Do you get together with the coach and talk about what kind of matchups you want to have outside of conference?
Well, generally the coach wants cream puffs. Sometimes that's tough to do. The athletic director is interested in fans. We don't care whether we win or lose. Just bring a lot of people to the ball game.
Right.
So somewhere in there is a middle-sized area that we can do together. Generally, I would imagine most ADs let the coaches do a lot of their picking. There would be some regional rivalries that you need to preserve strictly for the gate, but just for the excitement of those kind of competitions when you can get some good rivalries going that are friendly and cordial. So generally it's coach-driven and maybe AD-guided.
Well, Auburn, Alabama, Michigan, Ohio State, you know, Oregon, Oregon State, there are a lot of rivalries that are preserved by conference alignment. With all the switching around in Arkansas high schools, I would think to some degree that can be difficult. So who's your rival, and does it change over time when you all are changing conferences?
Generally, our rival is whoever we're playing next week.
I understand.
I mean, you almost have to do that. Of course, geographically, we may go back. It depends on the classifications. Usually, it's geography. Hot Springs Lakeside, they're always big. Jacksonville Cabot, of course, I think that's going the way of the dodo bird this coming up.
But, yeah, it is, unfortunately.
You know, ours has varied from time to time, you know, be it even public, private school. Most of the things are pretty cordial when you get the fans to behave. Generally, you don't have to worry about the coaches and the kids. It's going to be the people in the stands you got to take care of.
Most